And he feels that if they sent somebody here higher than him, or, you know, even kept somebody, that it would be an engineer here. So we are just holding our breath, I tell you.
Well, as long, I guess, if he has to do that to go up in the company, that's the only thing.
Well, that's the only thing to do, as I told him. He, real sweet, he came over here one night and we got to talking. My daughter sells Mary Kay Cosmetics. She got into that after her baby was born, and she loves that type of thing. Of course, she can be at home and do whatever she wants to and when. But she was having a party, and I had the baby over here one night, and we were talking, and he gets over here and talks to me quite often. We have long chats, and he said, well, Mom said, the only thing about it, that was when he told me that if he didn't stay with the company, I mean, if he did stay with the company, you know, there was, if he gets to Seattle, he has no definite idea that he will ever come back this way. You know, they may send him someplace else. Mm-hmm. But he said, I just don't know. And I said, well, honey, the thing about it is, for you all, I said, of course, you're the breadwinner of the family. And I said, where you can make the most and the best is what you have to do. I said, whatever, of course, it'll leave for Daddy and me high and dry here without the children, but
yeah.
It's one of those things. And then the little one, of course, is the only one we've ever had here close enough to us. The other five are, well, most of them are taller than I am now, and growing up, of course, and we've never gotten to be very close to them. But I called one of them a while ago, the one in Cartersville, and I said, when Tony answered the telephone, and I said, honey, how are you? And she says, I'm fine. She says, who is this? And I said, don't you? Grandmother! So, of course, it tickled you to death, but
yeah.
This little one that I have now, she is a mess, and she wants to stay over here with her meemaw.
Well, that's
and
that's
Barbara told some of them up there today, she ran by the library a few minutes, and she had a delivery up there, and she came in, and Denise came flying back to me, and she said, meemaw, me going to stay at the library with you. And I said, she's 2.5 years old, so you can imagine.
Yeah.
And do you have any children?
Yes, I have a girl, 10, and a boy, 7.
Oh, you do? Well, they are growing up.
Oh, they are. I was thinking about it driving over here.
Oh,
how quick they're growing
you
up.
You just don't realize. They just out from under you before you know it.
Well, let me kind of explain what I do. All I do here is just ask a bunch of questions about what terms you have for things, and anything you say is right, because all I'm supposed to do is find out what somebody that's a native of Madison
yes.
County says, not whether they say it one way or another way. The things in the fireplace there that you put the logs on are called what, for example? Those brass pieces that stick up.
And irons.
Okay. And the part of the fireplace out there where the magazine rack is sitting, you call the what?
The hearth is what I call it.
Okay. What about the place up there where the clock
the
is?
The mantle.
Okay. See, now over in Florence, a lot of folks call that the fireboard up there where that place
the
is.
The fireboard.
Fireboard. I call it a mantle, but I didn't know what they were talking about at first when they said
well,
the fireboard.
I've never heard it called that.
And the smoke goes up to what to get out of the house?
Chimney.
Okay. What do you call the little pieces of wood that you build a fire with?
Kindling.
Okay. That's what I call it. what about the black stuff that up in a chimney that gets on you if you reach up in there?
Soot.
Okay. And